This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. August 5th is the anniversary of one of the worst firefighting tragedies in Montana, U.S. Forest Service, and American history. On August 5th, 1949, lightning started many wildfires in the Helena National Forest, including one in Man Gulch. The Man Gulch fire was spotted at 12:25 p.m. on August 5th, 1949, a very hot and windy day. The fire was in the Gates of the Mountains Wilderness just east of the Missouri River, 20 miles north of the state capital, Helena, Montana. The fire started near the top of a ridge between Man Gulch and Meriwether Canyon. Man Gulch is a minor drainage leading into the Missouri River from the east. It is funnel-shaped, narrowing to a width of just a quarter mile at the river's edge. The fire started with a lightning strike on the highest flanking ridge between Man Gulch and Meriwether Canyon. The wildfire caught and burned mature ponderosa pine and Douglas fir trees, as well as the forest floor duff. When the Man Gulch fire was spotted in early afternoon on August 5th, 1949, the fire start was just 6 acres. Access to this roadless remote wilderness area is difficult, so smoke jumpers, wildland firefighters who deploy to fires by jumping out of planes, were called as soon as the fire was discovered in the backcountry. In wildland firefighting, the goal is to reach a fire quickly and attack it while it is still small. Smoke jumpers are very effective at reaching a fire quickly because they pinpoint their drop near the fire and parachute in. A 15-person crew was assembled at the Missoula Smoke Jumper firefighting base. By the time the jump plane flew over at 3 p.m., the fire had increased tenfold and was burning on 60 acres of dry fuel in hot and windy conditions on a steep hillside. 15 smoke jumper firefighters jumped and successfully parachuted to the area. The smoke jump was routine, but with winds so strong, the crew's firefighting gear was scattered and the crew's radio was broken. Fire conditions were worsened by downdrafts of a small local thunderstorm, which blew the fire off the ridge and into the mouth of the canyon, a dangerous and strange event. Fire usually burns up, but with winds blowing the fire down, the crew was challenged where best to start their fire line. Foreman Wag Dodge decided to start fighting the fire from the toe, but then noticed that there was fire below them in the gulch and saw that it had crossed to the other side of the canyon, blocking their escape route to the river and sandwiching the crew in between the flames. The fire was running fast and hot, stoked by wind and blazing through dry trees and grass. The fire was just 500 feet behind the crew, crowning in timber and dog hair thickets. Dodge knew that they would not outrun the fire and started his own fire to burn off some grass to deny the main fire some fuel and create for the firefighters a refuge. This escape fire, as it has come to be called, would quickly clear an area where the crew could go after the fine fuels burned away, giving them a chance to escape the flames of the main fire, now an inferno. Dodge sized up the situation better than most of his crew, who either thought they could outrun the fire or saw no other alternative. Dodge gave the order for his crew to come into the blackened burn spot with him, but most instead ran up the steep hill with the fire right behind and on top of them. Crew foreman Dodge stayed in his black and survived the fire passing over by lying down within the area he had burned off. Dodge said fierce winds lifted him off the ground 3 times during the few minutes it took the fire to pass over him. The high temperatures of the flames, 1,500 to 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit, were lethal for the smoke jumpers, who died of smoke inhalation, burns, oxygen deprivation, and respiratory failure. 13 smoke jumpers were burned over and killed in the Man Gulch fire. Just 3 of the crew survived, the crew foreman and 2 firefighters, who took the shortest but steepest route directly up the slope to the ridge top and the rim rocks, where no trees or grass grew. The Man Gulch fire of August 5, 1949, killed 13 young smoke jumper firefighters and changed wildland firefighting strategies and firefighter safety forever. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.